Coach Holtz will make an opening statement, and we'll take a few questions.
Let me say that what a football game, huh? What a great football game. What a great, beautiful day. Gorgeous day to play the game. Great crowd. Playing at a Big 12 site against Kansas State, who's won more games in the last 4 years in the Big 12 than anybody. And what an opportunity for our players. And I was really proud of the way we came out and we competed in this game. I was proud of the way that they didn't let some mistakes get them down or hang their head. And they just kept coming back and competing. I mean, for them to drive, have that 90-yard drive at the end just to get the game into overtime. You got no timeouts. You're on your own 9-yard line. The clock's running. And some of the plays those guys made to get it into overtime. It certainly wasn't a perfect game on our part. We put our defense on the field 3 times inside the 30-yard line. Which you can't do against a really good football team. We had a punt return that went back inside the 10. We had a fumble inside the 30, and we had a fumble kickoff on about the 20-yard line. And you can't make those kinds of mistakes and beat a really good football team. We've got great respect for Coach Snyder. I congratulate him and his team. I thought they did the things they needed to do to win the football game. But I'm just really proud of the way our players competed. I thought our defense played really well outside of, you know, the last play there in 3rd and 16, you know, they give up the touchdown, but I thought they played their tails off today in that football game, and I thought some individuals competed incredibly hard. We learned a lot about our team today. I liked what I saw with the way that they competed. I think we're playing 15 freshmen, which I think makes us the 14th team in the country playing the most freshmen, and playing 15 freshmen in an environment like that, in a game like that, for their for only their third game experience to be that type of atmosphere. I think it's invaluable for our football team. We've got to grow from this. We've got to continue to get better as a football team, and I look forward to getting into conference play and going back home to playing at Joe Aya next week. But I'm certainly not ashamed of the way we played. It wasn't a perfect game, but I'm really proud of these players and the way they competed.
What made your school so effective against them today?
I think Jeff is really seeing the field very well. He's making really good decisions with the ball. He's not putting it in danger. If it's not there, there was a couple balls that might have looked like really bad throws, but it was covered. It wasn't there. He understood the challenge our offensive line had against that defensive front, and he knew he had to get rid of the ball, and he threw it out of play. You know what I mean? I thought he made some really good decisions. He didn't put the ball in danger. He's seeing the field. I feel like I should have helped him more when we were getting all the man coverage at the end of the game. But I'm really proud of the way he played. But I just think he's a real talent, but I just really impressed with his maturity, the way he's managing the game and seeing the field.
And was he okay on that last drive? We saw he took a pretty bad whack that sack before the field.
No, he was fine. As I told him, I said, I mean, they're getting in man and they're coming after you. He said, Coach, we got to do to win the game. And he stood in there. And that's what sometimes a quarterback has to stand in there and take a shot. And he did.
Did this feel like a game that was never going to end the way that both teams are going back and forth?
You know, we talked to our players about saying this was going to be a staring contest and was going to come down to the first one that blinked. That's what this game was going to be. And I heard one of the players saying it as we went into overtime. Don't blink. You know what I mean? Just keep believing in what we're doing. And these guys played a lot of plays on both sides, you know, both sides of the ball. Both teams played a lot of plays. But I knew there was going to be an end. It was just who was going to make that critical mistake to lose the game.
How do you think the defense responded after Western Kentucky last
week? I thought the defense played really well today. I thought the defense played a really good football game against a really good football team in Kansas State. We've talked about how they run the ball, their offensive line, how big they are, but I thought they really responded to the challenge.
Was that a testament to the way you thought your defense was playing with your decision to punt it at the end? I know you had 3 timeouts, but...
Yeah, you know, last week, and a lot of people asked why we didn't kick it deep, you know, when we had 3 timeouts and there was 2 minutes to go in the game. Last week, we gave up 590 yards. You know what I mean? Last year, week, we were having a hard time getting off the field, and I was afraid I wouldn't see it again. But when we got in that, I said, you know, we got 3 timeouts. Don't burn them on offense. We got to punt it away. Our defense will get the stop. And I feel like I thought they were playing really well. They were playing with some confidence today.
Yeah, gained them by almost 100 yards. What did you kind of see as the difference as far as the way they were able to?
three turnovers. Obviously, the three turnovers at our end of the field. You look at that, I believe they got 13 points out of those three turnovers. Maybe it was only 10. I think it was 10 points because one of them they turned back over to us. So they got 10 points out of that, and they didn't need to gain a yard. You know, I mean, they didn't give us that luxury. They didn't turn the ball over at their own end of the field, and they made us earn it. And the only way that it got into overtime was we had to have 100 more yards than them to score those extra 10 points. I mean, it's really what it boiled down to. And I think in a game like that, as close as it was, the turnovers and the punt return, you know, was the real difference. I mean, we directional punt with what we do. We had called for the ball to be punted to the left numbers, and it lands in the middle of the field, and it left us a little bit short over there, and they did a good job of executing to get the return all the way down to the Kentrell Bryce. No, I'm sorry, Darius Barnes, Bryson Abraham made a great effort play to get down the field to make the tackle and save the touchdown, but they still ended up getting it in.
Jeff had 19 carries, and I remember in the preseason you said he's not going to run it 20 times. Obviously, the most he's carried. Was this just kind of what they were giving you with the looks, obviously?
Every call he ran was a read. Every call he ran was a read pull, and that's what they did. They said, we're going to try and take Kenneth away, and we're going to let Jeff pull it and run it, and he still carried it 20.
The punt return, what type of momentum did that shift? Because Jeff, I think he fumbled the play before, and then the punt return, they go down and score. You're up by 7, I believe, at the time. Completely changed the game.
Yeah, I mean, it did. Obviously, I think any one of those three negative possessions hurt us. I think they all three hurt us. I think Trent's fumble just as much as that one hurt us. You know, this is you're playing on the road and momentum's going to go back and forth. And I said, we're going to have to weather some storms. We're going to have to weather some good plays and some bad plays. But what we didn't do at the time was go, oh no, well, there it goes. We gave up a punt return. We're on the road. We're going to lose now. I mean, they rallied back. They drove the field to get it into, you know what I mean, to get it into overtime. And I thought competed their tails off in overtime. But you could talk about the punt return. You could talk about the fumble kickoff. You could talk about the 3rd and 16, giving up a touchdown in overtime. I mean, I told our team, this game's going to come down to one play. One play that will you change any one play in the course of this game, and you're going to be able to identify a different winner. It's going to come down to one play, and I think there's about 10 or 15 plays you can change in that game, and the win would have been reversed.
Some of the young wide receivers weren't really in sync with Jeff. How much of an impact was playing without Paul Turner?
Well, it hurt us playing without Paul Turner. He's one of our best receivers, and you look at last week, he was over a 100-yard receiver, and not being able to play and having to throw Marlon Watts out there. I mean, you know, he did some good things, but he made some mistakes as well. And that's part of the growing process. It's unfortunate you got to get in a game like that and learn those lessons the hard way. That you got to have a loss to learn some of them. But it hurt us. Paul's a great player. And you take one of your best wide receivers off the field, especially when you're throwing it 50 times. Yeah, it's going to affect you. But like I said, we can't cry about it. We didn't have a starting center either. You know, we got a true freshman at left guard. It's what we got. It's what we got to play with. We got to find a way to roll up our sleeves and compete with what we have. And I thought we did that today.
Last question.
How do you explain the transformation in the kicking game? I mean, it was a liability last year. Now Jonathan Martin's 4 or 5. The one he missed, he slipped, and you know, drills a big one at the end of the game to force overtime.
I think that was the first field goal Jonathan's missed this year so far. I believe, if I'm correct in saying that, I thought he had a really good camp. I thought him and Kyle Fisher competed, and he won the kicking job. I think that competition has helped him grow up, mature, learn to kick with some pressure, because he's got to compete every single day. And then when you go out there on the field, it's something you've done every day. And I think he's done a really nice job of kicking the ball off, and I think he's done a really nice job of kicking. It's unfortunate he slipped on the first one, but it's what happened, and we had some other opportunities to overcome it. But I thought he came back after that. And I thought he really did a nice job. He made the rest of his field goals the rest of the day and really competed in a big environment.
All right. Thank you.